I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Myanmar shocked the world today by releasing some of its most high-profile political prisoners. The country, also known as Burma, has long imprisoned dissidents in an attempt to suppress calls for democracy there. But in recent months, Burmese leaders have been making some changes in an attempt to end the country's international pariah status, and the U.S. has been trying to encourage them. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the release of political prisoners a substantial step towards democratic reform in Burma.
In consultation with members of Congress and at the direction of President Obama, we will start the process of exchanging ambassadors with Burma. This is a lengthy process, and it will, of course, depend on continuing progress and reform. An American ambassador will help strengthen our efforts to support the historic and promising steps that are now unfolding.
Reporter Bruce Wallace looks at what this move means for Burmese who've been struggling for years against a military dictatorship.
Longtime Myanmar observers have watched the changes happening in the country over the past 5 months, the government dialogue with Aung San Suu Kyi, reforms of labor laws and opening press freedoms, the halt to construction of a wildly unpopular dam, with cautious optimism. Very cautious. In the past day, as the country's most well-known political prisoners have been set free, that optimism has grown a little less cautious.
It is quite significant.
David Steinberg is a Myanmar expert at Georgetown University. He says the fact that a leader of the country's ethnic minorities was released will move the government a bit closer to reconciliation with the ethnic groups it has been fighting for decades. And the release of a former military intelligence chief could signal a lessening of infighting within the still hugely powerful military. Steinberg sees changes coming about in part thanks to new leadership in Myanmar.
First of all, you have a different leader as head of government, a person who is approachable, who will willingly meet with other people, and with whom one can disagree, which was not the case under the senior general Thanh Chuay.
Despite the announcement that the U.S. is beginning the process of restoring an ambassador to Myanmar, which they haven't had since the late 80s, Steinberg thinks the U.S. is unlikely to lift its sanctions against the country. But he says it could take some smaller steps, like easing travel restrictions on members of the Burmese government. There was joy on the streets of Rangoon, Myanmar's biggest city, today. This was the scene outside the main prison. But despite this joy and the strategic significance of these prisoner releases, people who have seen the Myanmar government up close and personal are skeptical. Nini Ong is a pro-democracy activist now living in the U.S. He spent several months in jail in Myanmar in 1988 and again 2 years ago. He's been talking to a lot of people in his home country over the past 24 hours and says that emotions are very mixed.
One side is really happy because they're seeing all their famous friends and comrades coming out from the prison. They are really free. Another side is worried about the future, the next step.
We all have to note that we have been here before.
So Ong is a spokesperson for the Forum for Democracy in Burma. He spoke to the BBC from Bangkok.
In 2004 and last year, there have been mass release of political prisoners, but there are still more than 1,100 political prisoners remain in prisons. There must be a legal and institutional reform to ensure that our friends, our colleagues who just have been released today, are not rearrested and then they are not put in prison again.
Murray Hebert, deputy director of the Southeast Asia Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in D.C., agrees that a key test will be how much freedom these newly released political prisoners are actually given.
I think the other thing to watch will be to see what these people, the people just released, are able to do now. Are they able to participate in the political campaigns leading up to the elections, the by-elections in April? Will they be able to travel quite freely? Or are they going to be very closely prescribed and basically not free to move around? So we have things we need to watch, surely.
But for today, at least, there's hope. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.